Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Well, good morning. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia. We're so excited to be with you on Go the Distance this morning. I would also like it if you'd go to our website, if you're there on your smartphone or at home or whatever, and check it out. It's firstforgod.com. You can live stream our worship services. You can see our staff. You can look at stuff that's going on in the life of our church. We would love to have you there, but it's great to be with you here this morning. I want to start off with a reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. And it goes like this. You remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise. You were without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. Today we're going to talk about dividing lines. And I want to illustrate what it means to be divided by talking about a church that I saw a news story not long ago about in Kansas. It was a church that's struggling so bad that they were on the news, for of all things. And the way I understand the story is that the church was housing two separate congregations. They were two separate worshiping bodies in the same building. Not just worshiping bodies, but congregations that were separate. One of the congregations, the newer one, had decided that it was going to be a different denomination than the original one, and it wanted out of its denomination, which happened to be, in this particular case, one of the branches of the Presbyterian Church. These groups of Christians were divided by their beliefs. Everyone involved believed that they were Christians. They all professed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. They were divided, however, by several things. The first was, what is the authority of Scripture? Well, we could go on for hours about that argument. What is the second one? Should the people act and live and be obedient to Scripture? And the other thing, the final issue that divided this community, was the issue of gay marriage, which it has divided many a community in this day and age. It was the straw that broke the camel's back for this divided group of Christians. And as you can imagine, within that congregation, there are a variety of responses to those questions. But each group has landed on what they call a differing side. They're divided because they don't believe the same thing. And they're divided because, well, they don't agree. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to take each other to court. And a judge is actually going to sit and decide on who keeps the building. Does the more conservative group get the building, or does the more liberal group get the building? Who gets to keep the building? This church is ridiculously divided. Now, the line has been drawn in the sand, and they've decided that they just can't continue doing ministry together anymore. Do you realize how easily this could be your story? If you hunker down on one of your issues, this could easily be your story. For the past 500 years, Christians have been drawing lines, separating that which Christ brought together. It's incredible to think that they may actually be more than 20,000 different denominations out there that are all calling themselves Christians. Some estimates say as many as 30,000 denominations. Now, that's a lot of division, a lot of different beliefs, a whole lot of ways of interpreting what it means to be a follower of Christ. Surprising to me that Christians keep drawing dividing lines. It's surprising and disgusting to me because when Paul wrote about Christ, he said over and over again that Christ tore down the barriers, that Christ brought people together, that Christ united us to one another. And that part is the part that bothers me the most. I love being a Christian. I love being a follower. I love being someone who's part of this movement in this world. We're founded on several principles. One is that we're to be united in Jesus Christ. And one of the things that I love is that when someone wants to become part of it, they're just asked one question. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Do you call him the Lord of your life? Notice there's not a whole nother litany of tests. We purposely don't ask people those questions because we know that followers of Christ have different responses. There's 20,000 at least different responses to a variety of the questions. We don't publish creeds. Now, we expect you to be respectful of one another. We expect you to know what the Bible says, and what I read in the Bible says that Christ breaks down the walls between people. He doesn't want us building more walls. In Galatians 3:26, he says, You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female. You are one in Jesus Christ. But now Christ Jesus in the book of Ephesians, you who were once far off have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Christ, his purpose was to bring us together into God's kingdom, into God's one family. He wants us to be united, the same mind and the same purpose and the same spirit. But it's hard, man. I know it. I mean, I sit around the table with a lot of pastors who sometimes we don't agree with one another. And sometimes it's hard to be around people who believe differently. It takes no grace, though, to relate to people who are just like me. When I was a kid in the fifth or sixth grade, I lived in Germany, and we went to a church on the Air Force base at a little chapel called Perlocker Forest Chapel. The service we went to was called the Protestant service, and the Catholics worshiped just before us in that same chapel. I'll always remember the priest taking down the cross that they had on their communion table and taking their equipment out of the space while us Protestants waited to come in and have our service. When I got inside, I saw him taking down the cross and moving the communion table, and I watched the chaplain who did our service set our stuff up on. I wondered as a kid, why don't we all just worship together? I sat outside that chapel wondering, why don't we all just worship together? Why don't we just do ministry together? I mean, if we're all Christians, if we're all following the same guy, why would we have a separate worship service? There's room enough for all of us. Way back in Jesus' time in the first century, there were a variety of people who believed in God as well. There were people who were Jews, and there were Jews that followed Christ, and then there were Gentiles, and some even called them pagans. I'm sure there were other kinds of people too, and they all came together for a while to be at the temple. At the temple where everyone worshiped, there were rooms, a series of rooms with courtyards, and each room was separated by gates, and in my mind, I pictured doorways. Each room, as you went further into the temple, led closer to a place called the Holy of Holies, supposedly where God's presence was. No one was allowed in that space, though. The first gate was the gate of the Gentiles. If you were a Gentile, you could walk around in that courtyard. You could have prayer and fellowship, and you could do what you wanted to inside of that room. If you were a Jewish woman who was ceremonially clean, you could go through the gate into the second room where you could gather and have fellowship and prayer, amongst other things. Beyond that room was one more gate, and it was reserved for Jewish men who were ceremonially clean, and they could enter that space and have fellowship and worship and prayer and gather. Now, these dividing lines seem to have been there from the get-go. People are always separating themselves from one another, and if you were a woman or a Gentile who broke those rules, you might be killed for going into the wrong space. One of the most amazing things that Christ accomplished was the tearing down of those dividing lines. He abolished the entire system that was set up because in Christ it didn't matter if you were Jew or Greek or slave or free or man or woman. In Christ, those were all acceptable positions before him as his children, citizens with standing, members of his household. Jesus changed the course of history, and he tore down the walls between everyone, and he comes to us today to say the same thing. Why do you keep dividing yourself? I tore those walls down. You are my children. I sent my son to save you. You're to have new life through Jesus Christ, whether you're a Jew or a Greek or a slave or a free or a male or a female or a black or a white or whatever you are. Whatever people have labeled you, however they have divided you, Jesus Christ came to unite you. In the lordship of his son, Jesus Christ, you are united. Live in that knowledge. Live knowing that this is the new life. There is no longer division. There are no longer to be dividing lines. Let Christians unite in the name of our Christ. Thanks be to God. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen. I'm the pastor at First Christian Church in Sedalia. Would love to have you with us on Sunday mornings. We worship at 9 and 11, and we've got a great website. If you'd like to check it out, it's firstforgod.com. Thank you to the Go the Distance Ministry. It's been my privilege to be with you this morning. God bless you.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.